Last night was a pretty big night in Houston. I know you guys were working on a late night, but there was a Texans' first preseason game going on. Kevin Hart was in town for the What Now Tour at Toyota Center. But probably the most impressive thing that went on last night was there were 3,000 people at the George R. Brown Convention Center gathered with Cardinal Lunardo for a night of adoration for praise before our Lord. It was 3,000 people that could have been at any of those other things, could have been doing anything else with their time and with their lives, but what they decided to do was spend time with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And in the last several weeks, in the Gospels, we've heard from St. John's Gospel the gift of the Eucharist that our Lord gives us. And that's what we celebrate. We celebrate the fact that our Lord Jesus gives himself to us, his true body, his true blood, his very soul, divinity, his love to us, and we celebrate that. Almost 1 million Catholics from all over Houston today will gather in churches across this great city, and they will receive what they can't get anywhere else, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. The readings that we heard were reminded that a lot of times we fill our lives with things that aren't going to fill us up, with drunkenness, with sin, with things that aren't going to bring us joy and happiness. But what our Lord invites us, what he gives us, is the gift of himself, saying, I'm here for you. People that saw 3,000 people gathered last night to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament, if you don't believe that that's a Eucharist, you're like, what are all these people doing worshiping a piece of bread? But we as Catholics know that our Lord Jesus is present in the Eucharist. We know that he fits himself into that wonderful gift of the Eucharist, that he comes into our lives, he comes into our hearts because he loves us. He says to us, I give this for you. I give this gift for you because I want you to have the promise of everlasting life. My friends, that's what we celebrate when we come together to pray with our Lord. We celebrate the fact that he gives his very life to us, his very love to us. He gives us the promise of salvation, the promise of love, so that we know that whenever we're down, whenever we're sad, whenever we feel abandoned, we can come right here to our Lord, and he'll fill us up. He'll give us what we need for our life's journey.